Last year was rough.
Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling a little better. You know, able to move around. You know, haven't had a problem yet, so feeling good.
You feel a lot different entering your second year, you know, than this time last year?
Yeah, sir. You know, took a whole year to, you know, just to go to battle with these guys. Got an understanding of just the giant way, you know, of doing things. So definitely feel better in going into the season.
What was the biggest adjustment? I mean, you know, the giant way for you.
Everything. You know anything about Cole Coffee, you know, he's a script guy. And just that aspect of it and the things that just expected, kind of. But, you know, it's for the better, so it's helping us out in the long run.
Prince mentioned that your voice is starting to be heard in the meeting room after a year of, you know, right, coming over and feeling way around. Do you feel more comfortable stepping up and being more vocal, being more of that leader now with Antrella?
No, ma'am. No? That is, you know, I'm a quiet guy. You know what I mean? I think he mean like certain techniques I see on film, you know, I try to help guys that way, but he's the captain. We follow his lead. He's the vocal. Yes, he's the vocal guy. It ain't me. It sure ain't me.
So, oh, man. You feel like you're just more leader by example?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I just go out there and just continue to just try to work and get better in that aspect before it's just talking.
You were very close to Antrell. How does it feel, kind of almost, you know, not having him around?
It's different. Because, you know what you get in that back end just from a leader standpoint. You know, that's the guy that's the vocal guy that's going to help us in the right direction, you know. And we got some young guys back there, but you know, I think Cooper Taylor them is doing a good job so far, you know, as far as just communicating and trying to get us in the right direction.
What about just kind of personally not kind of having your close friend here?
That's always hard, especially, you know, a guy like Etra, you know, first coming in, he took me on his wing and did a lot for me. And even just coming over here, you know, and to have him leave is like, dang. But, you know, it is a business, you know, and life goes on. You know, it hurt a little bit, but, you know, you got to get it out the system kind of fast.
Is it out of your system?
Nah.
No.
That fast, but it's getting down.
DRC, do you have a feeling with guys healthier, including yourself, and also with Spags, can this defense be better?
Yes, ma'am. I truly feel that, you know, just his whole concept and the things that he allow us to do, I feel pretty good.
He's also, from what I understand, shown guys video of Giants defenses in the past and the pride that's been here defensively. Does that impact a guy like you, other players?
No, I do. It's because it's the Giant way, you know. They're known for just these defensive guys that come out and just really defensive winning the ball game, you know, not just going out there and just shutting guys out. Guys he has on the wall are pretty good guys. And anytime you can live up to that aspect, and you know, you want to try to do that. So I think it's good that he's teaching us the history so that we can get back to playing that Giants defense.
What's different for you, do you think, in this scheme, in this defense?
I would say taking a little bit of pressure off. I would say this defense is kind of corner friendly, you know what I mean? And some of the things that they do, it allows you to use your vision a whole lot more and do some things that really plays to our the corners that we have skill set as far as just visioning and breaking on balls.
So what, less, I mean, explain it a little more in detail. I mean a little more freelancing or a little?
Not yet.
No?
Okay. Just as far as your reads, you know, and sometimes when you more trap coverages, things to throw the quarterback instead of just lining up and playing man.
You think, I mean, you know, were you ever healthy here last year?
At one point, yeah. You know what I mean? But if I can go a little bit, I'm going to go point blank, you know. I mean, injuries happen, you got to fight through it.